The second weekend of the Theater Squared production of Noises Off begins tomorrow night at 7:30 at Nadine Baum Studios in downtown Fayetteville. Sunday afternoon, after the cast had just completed a matinee, several members of cast and crew sat down on the set with me to talk about the manic pace and intricate timing required for the play within a play. Many of those in the audience remained to participate. You'll hear the voices of Morgan Hicks, the director of the play, Josh Tillotson, the production head of the set construction, as well as cast members including Erica Wilhite, Ariane Ellison, Justin Cunningham, Chris Crawford, and Mark Landon Smith.
I think the biggest challenge of this show, like any other show, is just how many moving pieces there are, and there are a million moving pieces. So everything is reliant on everything else to work. And so, yeah, it's just constant movement and people and boxes and bags and sardines and doors and yeah.
You had how much time to rehearse this?
We do 3.5 weeks.
3.5 weeks. So when we were here 3.5 weeks ago, if we had been in here, what would it look like?
It would have been an empty space, an empty black box with no chairs and no set and no people. And 3.5 weeks ago, we sat around a table and we read it for the first time, all of us. So
this was actually being constructed as you went along.
It was. We got lucky this time. Josh had just sat down. He's our production head, technical director of our theater. And we were building in the shop all summer. And then they were moving in the weekend that we were getting ready to start rehearsal. So this show, we said we need the set on day one. We have to have all these doors. We need to know how far apart they are because it's going to affect the timing. And we need to have the pieces of furniture that we're going to use. We need to have everything. So they were generous enough to create a schedule that allowed us to do that. So on day two of rehearsal, I think we had all the walls up and doors up. And then from there, they continued to work the whole time we were rehearsing, painting and finishing everything. But they had the doors in place, and that was crucial. And they had it rotating on day one.
You had it rotating on day one?
Yes.
So what did you, when we saw it turn around in that second act, we saw some braces come off. Did you know when you were told that this was going to rotate how you were going to do it?
Not initially, no. We had to play with a number of ideas of exactly where things were going to be positioned, figuring out how we're going to get the second level. Really, the first part of it was to figure out how to get all the elements we need, because obviously there's a lot of doors, and you have to have the second story. So figuring out those elements were first, then figuring out how to make it spin kind of came next.
So. Just kind of came?
Well, fortunately, I had worked on a show before that had a revolving set, and I was able to use basically the same concept for this set. Having the side walls was a little more challenging. Believe it or not, the main unit was the easier part because it's a big giant platform. But the side walls being freestanding made it a little bit more interesting.
How do you make sure there's a door handle that works sometimes but comes off at a crucial time?
It's a magician's trick. We don't.
You can't tell us.
Yeah, it's actually an old-fashioned doorknob like that you would have in an older house where the doorknob actually screws onto a little post, and so we have someone sneak up there and unscrew it so at the right time, so then it comes out.
Tim,
do something.
One thing I wanted to ask you and your castmates is, at one point in the play, you're acting. Mm-hmm. In the other part, you're acting poorly. You have to be a bad actor. How difficult is a job of acting poorly well?
Well, I get it easy because I'm not actually in the show Nothing On. But so I get to act extremely poorly because Tim has horrific stage fright when he's not prepared. But I think it's always an exciting challenge to do that, you know, because we're in school and we're in shows and we're taught, you know, everything has to go by the books and everything has to be so, you know. And so to play a characters that aren't, that are living in dual realities like that is really fun.
There's a lot of timing, especially when we come back from intermission and there's the axe that has to go back and forth and the flowers that have to be thrown. I'll ask this to anyone who's here. What kind of, that's a whole nother level of stage direction, right?
Absolutely. The play has a lot of stage direction. There's Act Two basically has two columns where there are lines that are going on one side and then the stage direction on the other side. So he writes a lot of stuff in, but we spent a lot of time trying to figure out that timing because, you know, if something takes 5 seconds versus if it takes 20 seconds, it's a completely different animal. I've done farces and things that have relied on timing before indoors and all of those things, but I've never seen anything quite as complicated as this. This was incredibly complicated timing, and it has to be perfect every single time in order for the joke to land. Yeah.
3.5 weeks in, when did you feel? When did you feel confident that you had it?
I'm hoping next weekend.
This was technical tonight?
This was a technical. Yeah.
When did you feel confident, Mark Landon Smith?
Well, it's getting easier. It's getting easier. And I've done the show before in a different role, but we've had over the past several weeks these cheat sheets backstage to tell us where to go and our scripts and everything. And now we are actually able to not have to refer to those. Like, it's becoming very, especially the second act, which when you get the script, is extremely intimidating because you have stage directions on one side, the show on the other side, then the show within the show, and it's all very layered, and it looks very impossible. But now it's almost becoming easier than the first and the third. So,
is this the most active role you've ever had? I mean, you're all over the place.
I think so. In terms of just running around, the first couple of days we were in rehearsal, I got to rehearsal one day and I was like, I'm sore, my legs are sore. I didn't do anything weird at the gym. And then I went up the stairs and I was like, I'm sore from acting. Like, my legs are tired. So it is, it's really physical. It's a lot of running around.
There are a lot of planned, scheduled pratfalls. Has there in the past 3.5 weeks been any unscheduled falls? Because there's a lot of danger in this show.
There's danger in walking through the world anyway, right? So, there have been a couple of moments where we've looked for Band-Aids or whatever, but it's not, I don't think that it's been any more dangerous than any other play. We've been really careful, and we've gone through our fight choreography slowly. We had a great fight choreographer in Chris Pruitt, and everything was very planned to look chaotic but not feel chaotic for the actors. Their safety and their security was my primary concern. So I don't think that no great scandalous catastrophe has taken place.
When you start, it's a table read, correct? Mm-hmm. So this, is it hard to get the concept at the table read before you're actually, because there's so much activity and so much physical finesse required. Can you imagine at the table read what it's going to be like when you're acting with your 8 other castmates?
I found it really easy to be able to tell how it was going to be because it's so well written, and all the stage direction inside the script is so well written too, that it kind of, it's all laid out for you, and all you have to do is just follow it. So I found it really easy to translate it into physical movement.
I agree, but for this, there's a lot of things, a lot of surprises that come about, you know, when you actually see where you're going to be falling and what you're going to be running into in the space itself. And the space is like its own character in the play. It's such a part of all of our actions that when you do get in here, it's like discovering the whole play all over again. Especially for this one, it was very different than I guess. I mean, it's exactly what you imagine, but then it feels very different when you're actually doing it.
Have you ever written a stage before?
No, that was exciting. No, I mean, in transitions and things, I've ridden turntables around, but I've never gotten the chance to. And Morgan actually had the idea when I first got here, because I actually joined these guys a week and a half ago. Yeah, I know, isn't that crazy? And she had the idea for that Act 3 curtain speech that I would start it backstage on the God mic, and that it would kind of transfer itself and be something that was happening to a live audience. And I fell in love with that idea immediately because I got to play around with the timing of this thing moving, and sometimes it goes faster than others, and it's just it's a lot of fun.
Have other productions done that where it moves right in the middle?
Um, I I think so. I don't know. It's hard to say. I think that the play could be done with two intermissions, and originally we thought that that's what it was going to be because we didn't realize how quickly this unit was going to move. So when I realized we could literally move it, one person can move the centerpiece, and it can be done in 3 minutes, then I was like, oh, we're not taking an intermission for 3 minutes because the last act is so short. So we just tried to find a way to make it interesting enough to watch and still feel like it's part of the play as opposed to a break from the play. We didn't want that to be a dead moment where we were resetting. We wanted to keep us in the world. So
I know you guys have another performance tonight, but are there any questions from the audience?
Your question. I'm just wondering, because you incorporate mistakes into the play, if you actually make mistakes, does that make it easier, or maybe you don't make mistakes? Play within a play makes mistakes.
Yeah, you could. To us in the audience, you could drop a line in that third part, and we would never know that you've dropped a line, right? I mean, because it's chaos to begin with.
That would be terrifying for us. whenever, because we all have, I think we all in this brief little weekend of performances have just kind of had a mind freak and just, you know, slip a little bit on something. And it's really like, because it is so precisely choreographed that we're just like, oh no, oh no. And there was one performance where we got a little ahead of ourselves, like on stage, and then backstage we were like having to make up for it. But I mean, we've started to all think like one being. And so whenever something like that happens, we just step in and like close the gap, yeah.
It's like a domino effect. If you shift something, like, there have maybe, I'm not saying this happened, but maybe there was a time that I made a mistake. And you just don't know, if you take 3 more seconds doing something that you're doing wrong, you don't know how that's going to affect the entire house. Like, it's just, so it's one thing when you're in a play and you screw up and you're like, oh, I screwed that up. Here it's like, what have I done? Who did I hurt? Like, you really start to panic a little bit.
You don't know how many other people are like, listening and backpedaling and being like, how do I fix that? How do I fix that? Now I can't do my part for this entrance and whatever it is.
The theatrical butterfly effect, right?
Yes.
Yeah. The voices of cast and crew from Theater Squared's production of Noises Off. Our conversation was recorded this past Sunday after a matinee performance. The next weekend starts tomorrow night at 7:30. If you'd like more information about Theater Squared, you can go to theater2.org.